again, everybody, and welcome to the Community Living Show on the National Campus and Radio Association Network. That's the NCRA radio stations across Canada and throughout British Columbia. Today, we're going to be talking to a special guest with Michael Rubin. So without further ado, I'm going to pass it over to Michael, and he'll explain more details about the interview. You are listening to the Community Living Show. I am, of course, Kelly Rayburn on the controls. Here's Michael.
We're speaking with Dr. Louise Swartz-Walter. She is known as the Beautiful Brain Expert. Louise is also a naturopath, a biofeedback therapist, and owner and founder of the Albuquerque Natural Health Center and creator of the Brain System. We're going to get her to explain a little bit more in depth about the Brain System along the way. But first, let's just welcome you to the show.
Oh, well, thank you, Michael. I love being here, and thank you so much for inviting me. I'm excited to share with everyone today.
So, Beautiful Brain Expert, what does that mean, and how did you get there?
That's a good question. Actually, my clients called me that. So, I work with the brain in a unique way. I use a combination of biofeedback and energy work. I'm also a naturopath, so I can figure out nutritional supplements for people or nutrition that they need, so dietary things they can be eating. And so I kind of work with the whole brain, which is unique because it's body, but it's also emotions, mental and spiritual, and energy field of the brain all at the same time. And so one of my clients just said, you should call yourself the Beautiful Brain Expert. And I was like, wow, cool. So that's kind of how it started, because I do this combination of techniques to really help uplift people's lives and help them be strong and also get balanced. So it's not just about clarity and health, but it also helps people even, I guess, with any kind of disability or anything going on, have more hope and get like freedom back again. So that's how I like to look at it. Gets them back to their soul's truth, who they came here to be.
Wow. So you're bringing up some really interesting points about how the brain works, because most of us, when we think of the brain, we only think of the thought center. We don't think of our minds in a soul fashion.
Right. Yeah. I believe the brain is both physical and spiritual. Mm-hmm. And the masters in China taught us that we heal in the spaces. And so the spaces in your brain, and even the space between what's called a synapse, which are the nerves in the brain, where like it's an axon and a dendrite is the name of the nerves. And there's a space between that nerve, and that space is where the neurotransmitters, like most people have heard of serotonin, because people who are depressed are on serotonin uptake drugs today.
Right.
That space is where those neurotransmitters have to leap from that one part of the nerve, almost like you're leaping, across a fence to the other part of the nerve, and that space is your spiritual body. So when we pray or we're close to, you know, God, whatever God is for us, we're actually changing the brain. And if you think about just even meditating or calming down or being mm-hmm. being in a sense of reverence and prayer and connected again to your God, whatever you believe in, it takes a different turn on your psyche. You feel different when you're doing that, right?
Yeah. So for all of our religious friends out there, you it is something that I've actually said, that that meditation and prayer put you in the same state that allows magical things to actually happen in your life, right?
Yes. Yes. So that's why I think of when we work with the brain, it's not just giving someone, you know, supplements for the brain like my Total Recall, or, you know, helping people eat healthy because good food is going to feed your brain. You know, that's important too, and that's the physical part of your brain. And certainly some people might even have things like accidents or injuries or things or strokes where they may have lost parts of their brain power. But using the combination of my whole system, the brain system, with neurobiofeedback, I'm able to sort of help repair those areas. And of course, even though I'm a naturopath, I can't make medical claims here, so I have to always preface that. But, I mean, the things that have happened for people and my clients over the years with this have been amazing. You know, we're able to really help jumpstart their lives and get their brains more balanced so much more quickly than 20 years ago.
Well, I think that 20 years ago, there was the science camp, and then there was the spiritual camp, and then there was the religious camp, and I think now we're bringing all those camps together, and we're realizing that we're all looking for the same common thing. What do you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That was really well put, the way you said that, because, you know, basically we all want to feel good, you know, mm-hmm. and accomplish things every day, and, you know, and feel connected to other people, have good relationships, feel secure, mm-hmm. confident, and, you know, and everything starts with the master control tower, your brain, not to ignore your heart, you know. So when I think about heart-brain connection, we talk about a lot today, or the gut-brain connection.
Right.
And we want to look at the whole body. And so when I look at what I've, you know, what's happened with the brain system and how it developed over the years with my clients, it literally developed because what I saw was we didn't want to just work on the body part and lifestyle changes. I ended up having to work in the emotional realm with people and helping heal past emotions and release trauma and stress, and also then upgrade them or put them into a new program or a new way of thinking that, you know, I can do this, or I can overcome those blocks, if you will, and feel successful and confident in my life. So putting in the new program is very much a part of being completely healthy. And sometimes we do a lot of maybe releasing, but we forget to put in the new program too. So that's why I developed what I call BRAIN, which stands for body. The R in brain is release, releasing the mental chatter, the emotional baggage, the past traumas. A is for aligning with spirit. I is for integrating your new brain frequencies to your soul's true purpose. And then new program is like a software upgrade to lock in your health and vitality. It's like upgrading your energy field, your brain power now, to a new program, like putting in Windows 10 or Mac Pro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That makes total sense when you put it that way. To get at going back to the science camp, many years ago, I was a chemical engineer and in the semiconductor industry, and the definition of a semiconductor also matched the definition of a cell, like a biological cell. So by you saying upgrading software, it just makes sense. let's go try to go through each of the letters as closely as we can, into what each one means, starting with the B again, please.
Okay, so B stands for body.
Mm-hmm.
And body just means taking care of your body, which means eating healthy, possibly taking supplements that may help your health, lifestyle changes.
Okay.
Exercise, getting good sleep. So it's all the body pieces that we, you know, that we've learned about or we might know about, but maybe we're not doing.
Now, what I noticed that you didn't say, the word you did not use, and I think you were very careful not to use it, was the word diet. You said lifestyle change.
Mm-hmm.
Which to a lot of people that are trying to release weight or something like that, that they think that they need to change their diet, and there may be some untruths there. Is that the reason why you went with lifestyle?
Yes. I would say I don't like the word diet, because when people say that to themselves, they usually gain weight. it's like, and there's so many diets out there, and what I find is everyone's metabolism is different.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you pick up a book at the bookstore and you say, I'm going to do the paleo diet.
Right.
But maybe you're someone that really doesn't do well with all that meat. You know, you need some carbohydrates. You need more vegetables. So everyone's body is different. And there's actually metabolic typing diet software programs that I've used before, where you actually can find the people's metabolic type and then find out what's best for them. So I think it's more about lifestyle changes and finding out what works for you. Mm-hmm. And also, I also treat for allergies and stuff too, because I do believe that we can have sensitivities and allergies, like the whole big thing with gluten today.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. So gluten actually can act like an opiate in the brain. You can become addicted to gluten just like you become addicted to sugar or addicted to alcohol.
Well, that's kind of interesting, because I receive a lot of criticism on my bread cravings.
People
say, but you're putting all that gluten into your body. How can that possibly be good for you? I was like, I don't know, but I'm not morbidly obese or anything like that. I'm a pretty at 6'4", weighing about 180 pounds. You know, maybe I could stand to lose a pound or two, but it's nothing really desperate. And you just said gluten as an opiate. I'm like, oh wait, is that why I crave the bread?
And actually, that can be true. You know, so what I find with people is we often crave what we're sensitive to.
Huh.
So it could be, and the way that you could test it, if you wanted to test it, Michael, is just to stay off of, you know, gluten for a month and see how you feel, and see if you feel different. And again, everyone is different, and so it's not like everyone needs to stay away from bread and gluten. I don't think that's true. I would say that the quality of some of our foods, at least in America, I know I'm in America, I'm in New Mexico, you're in Canada, I'm going to guess that it's Canada's. No.
Our food is about the same as it is in the U.S., yes.
Yeah, okay. So I would think that, you know, it's just the way we store grains today in big bins,
mm-hmm.
and they get things like mycotoxins in it, so they get some fungi and some things in them. And
right.
Then we're cooking with those. And my clients tell me that when they go to Europe that they can have pasta and pizza and that it's different there. And I think it's about how they process it, store it, and the freshness of it all, really.
I think the key word there is process.
Mm-hmm.
From my understanding out of Europe, things are less processed than they are here.
Yes.
Or there's more regulations to how and why you're processing your food, in comparison to North America. But that's another topic that we could debate over that for the next century until we come up with the answers to that. but I like what you're saying though about the food sensitivities aren't one size fits all.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like you're advocating for self-exploration to figure out what your food sensitivities and allergies could be. Is that right?
Yes, I mean, I do that. I mean, I do that in my office, and I do that with my clients, so I'm able to figure that out. I'm a pretty good detective.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was there myself. So So I guess I'll kind of go into my story, how I got on this whole path of even developing the brain system and working with as a naturopath and a biofeedback therapist is because I, too, got really ill and ended up having to seek my own answers. And so I always had the labels of chronic fatigue and MS and fibromyalgia, and I was actually on oxygen for about 3 years. Right. And during that time, I went down to 89 pounds. I was not digesting anything. And the first doctor I found said that he didn't know how I was walking around on the planet, actually. He said, how are you even living? And I said, well, my son was born and I have to take care of him. So my spiritual body at that time was a whole lot stronger than my physical, and it literally carried me. And so it was, you know, 16 years of searching and doing different programs and seeing different alternative doctors and sweating a lot of heavy metals out of my body in a sauna program that got me on this whole path. I really thought that I'm from Illinois, the Chicagoland area originally, and I thought I was going to live and die in Chicago and have 2.1 kids and the puppy dog. I mean, and the white picket fence. That was my dream. And that's what they said at that time was the 2.1 kids thing. So that all changed, and I had to find answers. And so I was a special ed teacher, and I usually say, you know, I taught special ed, and then I became very much like the kids I taught. I had memory issues and brain fog and fatigue, and I would kind of go hyperactivity fatigue. And so that's how I ended up developing all this. And so I'm a pretty good detective now at figuring out things like food allergies, because I was allergic to everything in the world. Mm-hmm. And spent a ton of money, and now I can do it so much less expensively for people because of my own path. And I like that part. I really want to help people, and that's what I've been doing for the last 13 years, is I can cut years off of people's healing because of the system that I sort of put together, because I had to do it for myself, and I really just wanted people to get healthier faster in all ways, not just physically. I saw that it was a total package, and that I really wanted to up-level my life. And here I am. I have my own business. I started, you know, Albuquerque Natural Health Center years ago. I mean, that wasn't in the cards. I didn't know that was going to happen. So it's kind of right. Amazing, really. I have to pinch myself, you know.
which I also finding interesting, the list of conditions that you said and all that, the MS, the fibromyalgia, and all involved the neurotransmitters. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. And so that's why, you know, in fact, my brain didn't work. I knew that. It's like I was seeking help from other doctors, and I would say, you know, my brain doesn't work, and it didn't feel like anybody knew how to help me with that,
right,
other than to give me medications. And I was too sensitive to take medications. So the way I looked at that was those were all labels, and I was just on this quest and determined to be able to get my memory back again. And mm-hmm. At that time, I remember I had my phone number written in my wallet, and that was before cell phones, because I couldn't remember it. Yeah, and I was so sensitive. I slept on 7 cotton blankets on the floor. I couldn't tolerate a bed. There were a lot of things we did, and I look back, and it was crazy, crazy time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm grateful for the journey and for where I am today, and that I can also teach my kids all of this and help them see that they can stay healthy and have balance in their lives. And wow, I mean, you know, again, I'm completely grateful for the journey.
Yeah.
And you know, yeah.
Well, I'm glad we can sit here today and talk a little bit about this journey, because it sounds like really important for people to know that you weren't just somebody who found this in a book, that you actually had to live it in order to create it, right?
Right.
So,
right.
It makes it so much easier to identify with things when you know that the person went through some stuff, right? So you also said something spiritually. You said that your spirit was bound and conditioned to caring for your children.
Mm-hmm.
So that strong why, that became a driving force?
Absolutely. Yes. You know, and so you're right. It's a strong why, mm-hmm. you know, and so I, you know, now I teach people when I'm coaching that you've got to have a why. And my why was just looking at my kids' beautiful little faces and going, I just want to feel better. I want to be able to be 100% their awesome mom, you know.
Right.
That's all I wanted at that time. Yeah.
Yeah. I totally understand that. I had an injury that came back to bite me in the behind about 10 years ago. Well, the injury was in my 20s, but the bite back was about 10 years ago, where I picked up an empty laundry basket to, you know how you pick up the laundry basket so that you can empty the wet laundry into the basket so you can put it into the dryer?
Uh-huh.
So when I picked up the empty laundry basket, I collapsed, and I was in the basement of the apartment building, and I had to arm crawl back up to my suite again. But the reason why I was able to do that and eventually get back onto my feet again and start walking again is because, hey, my 2-year-old, he needs me to take care of him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like. It's that strong why is like, no, I can't give up. I have
right.
to keep going. this little guy over here, he absolutely has to he needs to have his dad. And I think that was the beginning of my path into doing what I'm doing and trying to share your story with the wonderful people who are actually listening to us right now. So,
wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. Well, good job. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, we're going to need to go to a break, and then can we come back with the R in brain? Is that okay
sure.
with you?
Yeah,
all
absolutely.
Right. Okay. So, Kelly is going to take us to a break, and we'll be back in a couple minutes.
You're tuned in to the Community Living Show on the National Campus and Radio Association Networks. We will be back with Michael Rubin and his guests in just a moment. And now, a 3-minute segment with Michael Rubin Cloggs.
Welcome to 3 Minutes with Michael. It's been a bit of a busy day. I've had a few meetings, talked to a bunch of people, trying to gather up a posse so that we can launch a crowdfund and gather lots of followers and lots of people joining in with the Balanced Living Show. So that brings me to a couple of words. And the first word is efficient. A lot of people try to be efficient. They try to make sure that they're not wasting time, resources, that sort of thing. And here's the really weird part about this. When we look at nature, we find out that nature isn't very efficient. So why do human beings try to be efficient? Interesting thought. Instead of trying to be efficient, our goal should really be to be sufficient. That means that we actually get the things done. It doesn't matter the time frame or how fast we actually get them done, that we actually get them done so that they work. Sufficiency is actually more important than efficiency, according to nature. Just something to think about. How are you going to be sufficient for your life, for your family, for the world in general? Maybe it's your business. Maybe it's the connections that you'll make today. Maybe it's the message that you're going to get out to people today. Don't worry about tomorrow. Worry about today. What are you going to do today that will help make nature more sufficient right now? Think about it. Just some food for thought. Hope you're having a great day.
The Global Accessibility Awareness Day is on the third Thursday of May of each year. The community and campus stations across Canada are hosting exclusive radio about accessibility, self-advocacy, adaptive technology, and more. For more information, contact your local stations about the National Access Day. You're tuned in to the Community Living Show on the National Campus and Radio Association Networks, the NCRA radio stations across Canada and British Columbia. I'm Kelly Rebern on the controls. We have a special guest that we will be talking to with Michael Rubin. So let's get back on with the program.
We're back with Louise Schwartz-Walter. Your name just looks a little weird when I try to read it. Sorry. we're discussing with you about being a beautiful brain expert, and your process uses brain as an acronym, and we really got into the B part. So what does R actually start to represent when we get into it?
So the R in brain represents releasing. And so this is releasing like mental chatter and emotional baggage, and the emotions that might be stuck in even different body parts. So, and I also do some ancestral clearing work. So it's releasing the baggage of the past and the traumas of the past. The best way that I could describe that to you is based on Dr. Hamer's work. And Dr. Hamer was a German doctor that discovered that trauma can cause illness. And his son was actually shot at age 17, and he ended up developing prostate cancer. And his theory was that the cancer was caused by the trauma. So he started working on himself and healing that trauma, and his cancer went away. And he had a lot of patients with breast cancer at the time, so he started treating them for their trauma, and the cancer went away. Mm-hmm. Now, what he did, though, that was really cool, was he actually took pictures of their brain. And he found that different traumas and different what he called "it stinks" moments. So places that we hold on to in our brain, like cellular memory of things that have happened to us, actually created lesions or dots, if you will, in the brain. And he put big charts together describing this. And so when he released the trauma, their illness went away. And so part of my own healing and part of what I do now is I'm really good at releasing the brain-soul connection to trauma, much like Dr. Hamer discovered. I probably do in a very different way. I back it up with neurobiofeedback so it's stronger. And I'm able to release those traumas. So, for example, I just worked with somebody who we went all the way back to age 6 and then to also stuff in the womb and then great-great-grandpa. And the energy that was held at that time is still in this person's energy field or in their psyche, in their brain. And when we release that, they're lighter, they're more focused, and they, again, can be their soul truth. Who they came here to be without the baggage of either the memory of the trauma or the past, even their ancestral trauma. Cool, huh?
Yeah, that is very cool. So, traditional thinking, at least how in the age that I grew up, that you can't have while you're still before birth, you can't have a trauma that's going to affect your life. Because there's a lot of people that believe that life began straight from birth, and before that you weren't really alive. So therefore, there couldn't be trauma. But now you're showing research that shows that you can receive trauma before you're born.
Yes, because when you're in the womb, you're going to accept the energy or the emotions of mom, mm-hmm. and even of dad, okay? Because when you're a baby, you hear the music that's playing. You hear the voices around you, even if you're not born yet.
Right.
And so we are a combination. We're energy beings, and everything is energy.
Mm-hmm.
And so that energy that was around you in the environment can definitely be affect you. So as an example, I work with a gentleman who has beginning dementia. And because he can't remember certain situations, and I'm like a medical intuitive, we've done my process called brain soul balancing, where I put the positive thing in the box, okay, his good memory, the way he wants to be now.
Right.
And we release the strings, the people or situations that have affected that for him. And being in the womb was one of them. And when mom died a few years ago, that was another one. And so there were about 8 or 10 strings or people or situations that we released. And after that, his eyes look different. He's more awake. He's clearer. His memory's better. He's more motivated. And his chiropractor has said, you don't need neurobiofeedback today. And, you know, I don't know what you're doing, but it's working. And it's because I'm releasing the trauma and the words and the energy that occurred at those different times and figuring it out because he doesn't have access to it.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's powerful. It's super powerful.
I like what you said about, you said words.
Yes.
So there's power in the words that we use and the words that we have used in our past, is that right?
Yes, and so what I mean by words is the space between your physical body and your electromagnetic energy body in the field,
mm-hmm.
the field around you responds to the power of the spoken word. So okay. Like if we can do it right now if you want, or just a little bit. So if I was going to ask you, what's the positive thing that you want to have happen in your life? And I put that in the center in a box. And then we find out the strings, the people or situations that have pulled you away from having that. We can release that energy and you will feel lighter and feel different. So I don't know if you want to try that. And I don't know how much time we have, but we can if you want.
we have to do 3 20-minute segments. How long does it take?
I'm getting that there's 3 strings that we need to release on something, and I don't know what the positive thing is in the box for you. So it would just take us probably 5 or 10 minutes.
Okay.
So, okay.
So let's give it. I guess let's give it a whirl. Let's see what happens. Okay. I'll tell you the big dream. The big dream for me is, and you've actually got me to say my big dream on air, and I don't think I've ever done that before. my big dream is honestly to create a media platform that will reach 1 billion people.
Okay. So let's put media platform reaching 1 billion people in the box. And then we're just going to ask the question. We're going to say, okay, who or what is pulling Michael away from having that dream come true, right? And then I'm just muscle testing, and I guess for purposes of describing that to your audience, another name for that is kinesiology.
Okay.
And chiropractors use it. They're even teaching it in colleges now. A lot of natural health professionals use kinesiology, and it's just literally muscle testing.
Right.
And I can muscle test you long distance because I can do it with your voice and the energy that I'm picking up from you through just our call today, through this recording, through this interview. And I'm pretty good at it, and it's just because I've practiced over the years. So we're just going to say, okay, is this a male or a female? I get there's a female in your energy field that may have affected you having this amazing media platform with 1 billion people. And then we say, okay, who is that? Is this a family member? Is this a friend? No, is this a client? And I get that it's a client. And then I say, okay, is this a client that Michael recently talked to? No. Someone from the past? Yes. So how far back? More than a week ago? More than a month ago? More than a year ago? More than 5 years ago? More than 10 years ago? More than 11 years ago? No. So this is a client that you might have talked to 10 years ago. So it's 2017, so it would have been 2007. And you don't have to tell me who it is, but you can think it if you'd like, or do you, and you may or may not know. I don't know. Do you have anybody that's coming up for you?
I really have to do a bit of soul searching over that one.
Okay. So I can probably do it with the words. Okay. So in other words, I can probably intuit it in the field. So 10 years ago, you had a female client. This is 2007, and we're going to get the words. And so we're going to say 1, 2, 3 words. And I have cheat sheets of words.
Okay.
And I muscle test the words. And the word that I got was vulnerability. So let's see. Another word would be unprotected. Column A, column B. 1, 2, 3. And sadness. So now, did this person, so the unprotected and the sadness, did this affect Michael's media platform of 1 million people? Do we need to release it? Yes. So the way that we release it is, and these words sound pretty strong, they came from actually the Bible. They came from John 10:10.
Okay.
And say, was that person a liar, a thief, or a fraud? And I get thief. And this is a subtle soul level. But that energy is still in your field. So if we don't clear it, any vulnerability or unprotected or sadness that's in your energy field that might be connected to this person is still there.
Okay.
And so the theory is it's inhibiting you from moving forward. So then we say, did it kill or steal something? And I get the word steal. And so what did it steal? Your freedom, your energy, and your vision of how you thought things were going to be, okay? And so what's going to happen is you're going to feel lighter, and it's going to allow you to be able to move forward with that amazing goal and attract that to you, too. You know, so do we clear that string? Yes. Is there another one? Yes. Is this male, female, or situation? So I'm going to go a little faster just because of time here, right. But we want to clear you. And so is that situation something recent? Yes. Is it something old? No, it's something recent. Is it something with Michael? Is it something with Michael and family? Yes. Is it Michael and your wife? No. Is it mom? No. Is it dad? No. Is it kids? Yes. So this is a situation something with kids. Recent meaning what? Something in the last week? Something in the last 2 weeks? Something in the last week? Something in the last week do you have kids too?
I have 3 biological kids and 2 stepkids.
So you have 3, okay. Mm-hmm. So let's see who this is. Is this with biological? I think this is with one of your stepkids. So is that true? Yeah, that's true. So stepkids, male or female, or both?
One male, one female.
Okay, so is this with a male or is this with a female? So this is with a female. Something in the last week. Is it something with both of you or just something with her? Now, this is just her energy or something she's going through, but it's affecting you.
Okay.
And, of course, because, again, we're connected, right?
Mm-hmm.
With the people around us. And I get the word burdened. So she may feel burdened for some reason and maybe helpless. How old is she?
She's 26.
Okay. So I get burdened, helpless, and self-abuse. Does that fit?
It could actually fit her, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so then we say, is that a liar or a thief on you having these 1 billion people in a media platform? It's a thief. Kill, steal. So it's stealing your love, prosperity, mm-hmm. security, and common sense. Is that true? Yeah. Did we get those things back? Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. And maybe endurance, too. Okay, so do we get those things back from Michael? Yes, we did. Is there something else we need to say? No. Do we get that? Yes. Okay. Are you starting to feel lighter?
Yeah.
Cool, huh?
Yeah. It's kind of interesting.
I know. And so everything is the word. It's the power of the spoken word. The truth will set you free.
Yeah.
So when you speak the truth, I want to do one more string here. This male, female. This is another female. Is this you? Is this your mom? This is your mom. Is this your mom at a certain age? Yes. Is this when you were in the womb? No. 0 through 5, 5 through 10, 5, 6. So something at age 6. So something at age 6 with your mom. So age 6 with Michael and her and mom. Yeah. Just with mom. No, this is something between you and mom. So just describe your mom when you were little. Like any.
I know what it is. You said the age.
Yeah.
I'm gonna involve my father in this, but the okay. actual story is between me and my mother.
Okay.
I grew up with a father who was troubled all of his life as I knew him, with addiction. While he was a great person as far as teaching me to my work ethic and things like that, he was a great mm-hmm. person as far as that was concerned, mm-hmm. And taught me that you can generally fight through a lot of things. The one thing he failed at fighting through was addiction. And okay. at the age of 6, he took off on us.
Okay.
And when my mother said what he had done, I looked at her and called her a liar.
Okay.
And I think of course, forgiveness is all about me, right?
mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever forgiven myself for saying that to my mother, because it, yeah,
that's more than that. I'm so glad you're telling me that. Yeah.
So yeah, we all have our stories, right?
Of course we do. Yes, we do. Yeah, and you know, and what's good that's coming out right now, Michael, and I appreciate you allowing, you know, your life to be a surrogate here for the audience, because we all have stories, we all have our stuff. Mm-hmm. There's heartache, there's pain. There's no perfect life, and you know, and what I guess I want everyone to know is that we can release this stuff. We're going to do this for Michael right now, and we don't have to hold on to it, because you know, everyone can be 100% of who they came here to be and allow their gifts to shine.
Yeah.
No matter what your situation. And really, you know, one of my teachers actually said to me, you know, if you're not using your gifts in the world, you're dishonoring God.
You know, one of my teachers said that to me, too.
I think that's so powerful. I was wow, you're right on, you know?
Yeah.
And so, but we have to clear the baggage so that you can do that. So let's get the words about this. So, it's denial, forgiveness. You called mom liar. Troubled, 1, 2, 3 other words, here, unprotected, abandoned.
Yeah, that's part of the story was I felt so abandoned at the time that's why I reacted the way I did.
Of course, and you were only 6, only 6, right?
Yeah.
And there's guilt there too, we gotta release that guilt.
Yeah.
So guilt, overwhelmed, abandoned, helpless. Wow, I wanna see if I can release the... release the guilt that's in the gallbladder. I'm doing another process just to release that. Confusion, releasing the confusion. And then we're just going to say, okay, so that there's going to be 2 ways we release this. So that situation, did I name all the words? No, 1, 2, 2 other words, here. Lost. And see, watch, is the lost yours, or is it dad's, or is it mom's? It was mom's loss. Mm-hmm. And shock. And shock we always have to release, too. Where's the shock? Is it in an organ system? It's in the bladder. We're going to release the shock that's been in the bladder. So is there another word? No. Is that a liar, thief, and a fraud on you? Yes. So we're going to name what it's killing, what it's stealing, and it's destroying. So it killed your strength, stole your vision of, again, what you thought it was going to be, destroyed trust and prosperity. So the reason that's important is because we want to get back your trust and prosperity, and of course release that. And because you said to me, you know, I still feel bad about this, about calling my mom a liar.
Yeah.
We want to release that all the way. And the way that we're going to do that is the scene that you still see in your mind's eye.
Yes.
Of when you said that to mom.
Mm-hmm.
And the guilt and the emotions that come up around that. I want you to bring that up in your mind's eye, and then I'm going to have you put your right arm out in front of you with your pointer finger up to the ceiling. So it's like right in front of your nose, but maybe 12 inches out in front of you. And you're going to look at the tip of your finger, and you're going to keep your head straight. But with your peripheral vision, you're going to move your hand and that finger pointing to the ceiling to the right and then to the left. And watch the tip of the finger at the same time and think of that scene. And then tap the bottom of your foot. So you just take an open hand and hit the bottom of your foot. So did we successfully release that? Yes, we did. Okay. Are you feeling lighter?
Yeah. Actually, I get a tingling in my arm and everything. It's in my shoulder. actually.
Wow. Good.
Yeah.
Very good. So that's the R piece that I love to do because of the results that I get with people like we just did with you.
Okay. With that being said, let's go to a break. Kelly will take us to a break, and we'll be back.
You're tuned in to the Community Living Show. We are with a special guest with Michael Reuben Cloggs, and we will be back in a moment here on the show. My name's Kelly Reburn on the controls. You are tuned in to the NCRA Radio Networks. You're tuned in to the Community Living Show on the National Campus and Radio Association Networks. We will be back with Michael Reuben and his guests in just a moment. The Community Living Show is stories for the people with disabilities, self-advocacy, adaptive technology, and many other issues, along with accessibility issues. If you want to participate and are a member of any of the NCRA radio stations, including this station that you're listening to in the area, or if you have any story idea and want to become involved in the technician personnel, please email us. Our email address is communitylivingradio@gmail.com. No experience necessary. People with disability or non-disability are welcome to the show.
An enabled FM chip in your smartphone can make the difference in an emergency situation by allowing you to still hear critical updates. It will also let you listen to the local FM station using 3 times less battery and 20 times less data than streaming. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
Crimes and Treasons Radio, this is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM. With Riley Rails and Jules Andre Brown.
You're tuned in to the Community Living Show on the National Campus and Radio Association Networks, the NCRA radio stations across Canada and British Columbia. I'm Kelly Reburn on the controls. We have a special guest that we will be talking to with Michael Reuben. So let's get back on with the program.
We're back with Louise Swartzwalter, and she did a really wonderful thing for me, and it was in her brain process under R, which is release. So we've done body and we've done release, and this will be our final segment. Let's get into more of the importance around the whole process of what it is that you try to do for people when you work with them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what we're doing is we're going through my brain system, and like you said, we did the release part, we did the body part, and the A is for align with spirit, the okay. I is for integrate, and the N is for new program.
Okay.
And I can talk about all of those together and then kind of give you sort of the overview here.
Okay.
And so aligning with spirit actually happens just because we are aligning with the spirit and the soul during all of these processes. So it happens sort of just as we're doing it, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And it's different for everybody. Integrating is integrating your new brain frequencies to your true purpose. And so the integration and the new program kind of go together. So I do some energy work in the energy field that puts in the new program of what you want to have happen in your life going forward. And so this is that software upgrade to Windows 10 or a Mac Pro.
Okay.
And so for you, it would be, you know, my dream is to have this media platform where I reach 1 billion people.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we can integrate that into your energy field. And usually the question that I ask people are, you know, if that's happening, let's say that you're already there. You have this media platform and you're reaching 1 billion people. How will that make you feel?
How would it make me feel? Well, because the whole platform is about delivering stories of love, tolerance, kindness and respect to people, so that like your personal story no matter how small or large it actually is, there's always one person that needs to hear your story, because it's going to change your life.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the reason why it's 1 billion people, is because, one, I can't reach 1 billion people totally by myself. I don't have enough stories. I don't have enough story within me. But if I bring your story with me to a group of people, and I bring a multitude of people's stories, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then it starts to become bigger, and it starts to really affect our community and affect our world, right?
Right. Does absolutely. That,
yeah. And we need a lot of that effect right now. we need more love in our world right now. So that's the ultimate goal.
Right. And so if that's happening for you, how will you feel?
I would feel extremely uplifted. I'd be honest with you. I would feel like I could scream from the top of Mount Everest saying, hey, we're starting to love each other. Yeah.
That's awesome. So yeah, so what we can do is integrate that, and I integrate that with codes in the energy field.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would have you actually state those. So if you were physically here with me, I would be muscle testing you, stating those intentions. And then we would use these codes in your energy field. This is part of the new program process. And like I said, upgrade you to Windows 10 or Mac Pro. So Michael, why don't you say, you know, and we want to do it in the positive sense. In other words, as if it's already happened.
Okay.
So why don't you say something about that you're creating this media platform that reaches 1 billion people?
Say something about it?
Yeah, say, make a statement that says you're doing that. I am creating, or however you want to say it.
Oh, okay. I am creating a media platform that is as big as Disney's media platform.
Okay, good. Is there another piece to that?
Of course, you always want to justify why you picked this gigantic role model. You think about how many people actually Disney with all the movies that they make.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a lot of people that they affect. So the idea is, I will actually have to have going through this media platform nearly as many movies and shows as actually the Disney platform has.
Oh, that's very cool. Mm-hmm. And if that's happening, then how will you feel?
Again, I'm just going to be screaming like I'm at the top of Mount Everest, saying, "Oh my God, I'm actually doing this!" It's like, look at all these films that are out there changing people's lives.
Awesome. So keep thinking those statements that you just said to me,
mm-hmm.
And what you're going to hear is you're going to hear me do some codes in the field, and so I'm kind of picturing your body and doing it on my body for you. And our listeners out there may feel this too, especially sensitive people will often tell me that they feel what we just did in the energy field. And so that's my hope and my prayer. So it's 2-3 love, 5-3 forgiveness, 6-5 choice, 9-2 freedom, 4-2 greater love, 4-2. I have positive self-worth. I think I'll have you say that. Say, I have positive self-worth.
I have positive self-worth.
2-2. Say, I choose to succeed.
I choose to succeed.
Good. 4-4. I choose to live in joy.
I choose to live in joy.
And 6-2. I choose to live by the higher laws.
I choose to live by the higher laws.
Good. Okay. And then I'm going to say 1-4-7 on the back side. And I'm going to have you look at an X. So if you put your arms up in an X and just look at the X for a minute.
Okay.
Good. 4-5. Okay, you can rest your hands now. 9-6, 9-6, 8-6, 6-8, 3-9, 26 complete cycles, 5,859 times. 3-7-5, 3-7-7, 4-5, 8-6, 4-6-9, 467, releasing the trauma. 10578, 28775, and releasing any shock. 23, placing it with peace. 52, 5 to 1137 complete cycles, 87,357 times. 2 to 8, 24 complete cycles, 32 times. Awesome. Okay? Okay, I'm going to have you state those again. So say, I create a media platform.
I create a media platform.
As big as Disney's platform.
As big as Disney's platform.
And then I muscle test, and now you're strong. I say, I feel uplifted like I'm screaming from the top of a mountain.
I feel uplifted like I'm screaming from the top of a mountain.
Awesome. Very good. And then we're going to lock it in. So I'm going to have you tap your belly button 8 times.
Okay.
So that puts in the new program of those goals or intentions. So again, that's like upgrading you to Windows 10. So that puts in the new program, and that's called, that work was originally called the Circles of Life work that Dorothy Wood Espio put together. And so I've been teaching that for years, and I love what happens and the transformation that happens for people when we do that.
Mm-hmm.
Miracles literally happen, whether the goal is about this or a relationship or a physical goal of getting healthier or losing weight or whatever the intention is.
Yeah.
That's how it works. So how do you feel?
I feel really good. So
awesome.
That's just amazing stuff. So you do this kind of work with a multitude of people, right?
Yes. My goal is to change a million brains by 2020.
Hey, that's wonderful.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you very much, Michael, and your guests. We hope to see you again next week, and hopefully it'll be a surprise of whatever it is we are going to be doing next week. We have 3 stations available for you on our Community Living Show. The first one is on Tuesdays from 1 to 2 o'clock on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming online at CITR.ca. Our second show that we broadcast on the Community Living Show is Co-op Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM. We stream it on Sundays from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. And we're on Coop Radio, Co-op Coop Radio. .org. That's all in one word. And we're also in Nanaimo and the Sunshine Coast on CHLY-FM 101.7 FM, and we're streaming online over there at chly.ca. Please check to make sure you have the local listings for that show. We're also on the National Campus Program Radio Exchange. Please visit us online previous.ncra.ca. Thank you very much for tuning in, and we'll hope to see you again next week. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
1, 2, 3, 4. For it shows.
snatches of music, whole orchestras play inside our heads.
And then it explodes into this enormous cold.